This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. The leaves are mostly off the trees, pumpkins abound, and the spooky holiday of Halloween has arrived. Tonight, the streets will be filled with all manners of ghosts and goblins and quite a few Harry Potters. But if Count Dracula arrives at your door, you might want to let the little one know about a far bigger vampire, the vampire star S.S. Leporis. The constellation of Lepus, the Hare, lies below Orion and to the east of Canis Major, forever running across the sky being chased by Orion's hunting dog. I'm serious. Sorry, star pun. But hidden within Lepus is another star that appears to be staying young by sucking the life force from another star. Like a cosmic Dorian Gray, S.S. Leporis is a member of the class of stars known as blue stragglers. These stars are far older than their spectral evidence would suggest. They seem to be staying young somehow. Astronomers believe that blue stragglers are cosmic vampires. They stay young by sucking matter from a nearby star. These binary star systems are freaky and scary places. If you could observe S.S. Leporis up close, you would see a small star slowly and relentlessly sucking material from its larger neighbor and onto its own surface. These two stars orbit each other in roughly 260 days and are separated by about the distance the Earth is from the Sun. The smaller, hotter vampire star pulls material onto itself. Astronomers estimate it has already sucked the blood, pulled the material, of up to one half of the big star's mass. We simply don't know how this works exactly. It's possible the vampire star is simply absorbing material being blown off of the larger star, but astronomers think it might be actively sucking the material. You might say the debate is neck and neck. If you'd like to take a closer look at Lepus or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.